At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Burt Show.
It has been a debate since the beginning of time. Is cheerleading a sport or not? And now it's going to court.
Yes.
It is.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, it's a debate.
Let's hear what the lawsuit's all about first. Yes. And I think that intern Brandon has a strong take on this, too, okay. So maybe we'll hear from him.
And it's kind of like a crooked path to get to this debate, because it's not just about the debate on, oh, well, let's bring respect to cheerleading, see if it's a sport or not. There is a university in Connecticut that has been trying to eliminate part of its budget. So what they did is they cut the women's volleyball team. Now, Title IX is a federal law that was passed in the 70s that says that, you know what, universities need to give equal opportunities to men and women in athletics at your schools. And so this college is like, well, we've cut the volleyball program for women, so what we're going to do is we're going to count cheerleading as a sport at this university.
Okay.
To try to, because they already had cheerleaders, so, and I think my interpretation of this university is, you know what, we can't afford a brand new women's team. We can't afford the women's volleyball team. So since we already have the cheerleading squad, we're going to say, hey, that's the official sport. And that way they have fulfilled their obligation to Title IX. But basically it's brought into light, is cheerleading in a sport? Because that's what's gone to court, because the volleyball team and the, you know, other teams are like, about fairness in when it comes to Title IX and that particular university in that state.
All right, this is an easy one here. Is cheerleading really a sport or not? 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378. You say yes, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. I think it's an athletic sport. I think there's competition. I absolutely believe that it's a sport. I think it's an opportunity, especially for young women to start participating in athletics at a young age and all the way through. And it's co-ed too. So yeah, absolutely, it's a sport. Nobody
can convince
me different.
Like all your muscles, you're using leg muscles, your arm muscles to lift and push people up. Isn't a sport anything like using like any kind of movement? Like you're literally physically dancing. You're like pushing people off. You're doing
the only
arm
reason,
movements.
The only reason that it's ever questioned is because it was typically something that females did.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason it's in question. If it were something that
males did. What do you mean?
Well, because sports are a male arena, you know, that guys sort of have this sort of corner on, right? That sports is like a guy thing. And that's why they can sort of knock down cheerleading, is because it started as a girl thing.
I don't agree with that, because you've got women's basketball. You've got...
Now we do.
Now
because
you
of Title
do.
IX. Title IX, this 1970s, you know, Title IX really kind of forced people to bring women's athletics up to par to men.
It feels like two different things to me, like... Sideline cheering doesn't feel like a sport to me, but those cheerleading competitions that I'll pass by on ESPN and stay a little bit too long on that does feel like a sport.
Yeah, I mean, you can never convince me it's not. It definitely is.
Here's intern Brandon.
I mean,
who's known to dabble in sports from time to time.
Just a little bit.
And is a cheerleader.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't play, so I had to cheer. No, I think Title IX is what moved it into becoming a quote-unquote sport, just because it was on the sidelines at football games, and schools, when they had to become in compliance with Title IX, looked at cheerleading as an easy way to, we already have people to do this, so let's put them together in competitions. But if somebody goes in their recreational time and dances, we don't call dancing a sport. And that's essentially what competition cheerleading is. It's just dancing.
No, it's not.
I say dancing's a sport, too.
Aren't there Olympic sport?
There's gymnastics, rhythmic.
No, there's dance now, too. Isn't there like
rhythmic gymnastics?
And artistic gymnastics, which is more dancing.
But they don't call it dancing.
No, they call it gymnastics.
Joshua, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, sir. Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, now your turn.
Yeah, what's your thought?
What's up?
My comment is that you guys said something about it earlier about a male is not being able to, or not doing it, and then not considering it as a sport. But I mean, not really considering it as a sport, because males do it, but it's not as a sport. It's as a competition. And yes, they do that as gymnastics and stuff. So that's why I said it's more as a competition than it is a sport.
What's the difference? How do you define the difference between sports?
The difference is you guys, I mean, as cheerleaders, they do it as a competition. One, because to see which squad is better than the other, and they got multiple squads. I understand what you guys are talking about. Through sports, they got more people in there as well doing that stuff. But you got to think, you know, these are competitions. They're doing like gymnastics type thing, because gymnastics is more of a competition than it is a sport as well.
Well, I have the definition of sport pulled up.
Oh, do you?
Is that with the dictionary
that Jeff got you this
week? Yes. I am already starting my summer reading, and I have went straight to the yeses to look at this word. No, competitive physical activity, an individual or group competitive activity involving physical exertion or skill governed by rules and sometimes engaged in professionally.
Okay, we look at the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. That's something that we... In the letter of the law, yes, gymnastics is a sport.
It's got rules.
But in the spirit of the law, sport is something in which the participants determine their own outcome.
It's governed by
rules.
Like
in football, me and you playing determine our own outcome. In a competition, it's something where a judge or a third party would determine more of the outcome.
I think that's a bad definition right there. Ice skating, I would certainly say, is a sport, but it's determined by judges.
Well, they call it a skating competition. They don't call it, you know, a sport. You're not here looking at the sporting event of ice skating.
What about weightlifting?
It's a competition.
Bodybuilding.
They call it...
So you would say bodybuilding is not a sport?
Bodybuilding as an art is not a sport.
What about chutes and ladders?
Chutes and ladders is a very competitive sport.
Especially if you use liquor.
There's a whole bunch of definitions.
Drunken wee is a sport.
Brian, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Yeah, I have to agree. As much as I don't want to, I have to agree that I think cheerleading is a sport. Like you said, there is competition. Mm-hmm. You go to practice every day, just like you go to football practice, hockey practice, basketball practice. You have to attend practice every day. Yeah, a judge determines the outcome of the competitions, but a sport is a sport. I mean, it's in the eye of the beholder. Some people think chess is a sport.
Mm-hmm. It angers me when chess is on ESPN.
It's a sport.
Or
that
poker.
Is not a sport.
What about poker?
That angers me also.
It's a sport.
Also.
It's
poker's
all
a talent.
In the definition.
I'm fascinated by the debate. I got to be honest with you. I'm fascinated by the debate and the passion for so what? So what if, you know, so what? Like, I learned about the appreciation of sports from my dad, who this, you know, Army dude, Army vet, big testosterone dude, but he loved basketball. He loved the sport of basketball, but he loved whoever played that sport, whether it was women, whether it was men, whether it was kids. He didn't care, because the important thing was the competition of basketball. He never got into this women are lesser than men because da-da-da-da-da. It was like he appreciated whoever came into the arena to play this game. And so that's why I'm always fascinated by these debates on, I've heard this debate about horse racing, about NASCAR, about you bringing up poker. Who cares?
Who cares?
Golf,
who cares?
Someone said.
Yeah. I don't care. I just like to watch.
I think the fact that it has become a debate is because of Title IX. And it doesn't matter if it's men or women. I went to high school with Maya Moore. She can beat any guy that I know in basketball. It doesn't matter if you're men or, a man or woman. It's what schools and who defines it as a sport based on Title IX, because this was never a discussion before.
Because money will be allocated.
Well, women weren't playing sports before Title IX the way they are now, because Title IX was put into place to force people to allow women to play sports.
All right, final opinion on this, and it comes from a guy named King, I think, and I mean, that is pretty final right there.
Your name is King.
Yeah, if your name's King.
The King speaks.
That's it. What's up, King? What's going on?
Hey, y'all, I'm actually a cheerleading coach, and I've done this for quite a while, and I know a lot, actually, about what's going on. First off, cheerleading was invented by men at a college and was done by all men way back in the teens. So it will only transition to women when World War II hit. So,
does that make it more legitimate? I'm just curious. I appreciate the history, but does that make it more legitimate?
Well, the thing is, what happens on the sidelines is where competitive cheerleading came from. Mm-hmm. So what happens on the sidelines is really cool. I enjoy it. I did that in college at Georgia Tech. But that is not a sport. That's an athletic activity, appreciating helping on teams. Where it gets confusing is those people developed a sport out of it that's competition-based. That really is a sport. But since they do both, it kind of hovers between an athletic activity and a competition-based team. So now you have insurance that has to cover both, which that's where one of the big things that comes in. And Title IX actually does not like us because Title IX is meant to hover between a – it doesn't have co-ed sports involved. Title IX wants an all-girl or a all-boys sport. Since two – there's like four or five disciplines of cheerleading, and four of them involve boys, that's where it gets all murky. So the one up in Quinnipiac, up in Connecticut, they are starting a completely new different type of cheerleading – that's all based on just girls.
So the king has spoken.
Yeah, the debate is over.
That's right.
The king has spoken. And this debate is done now.
And I'm glad King spoke the name of that university that I didn't do early because I couldn't pronounce it. But anyway.
I think it's called Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac?
Quinnipiac.
No, that's not the way King pronounced it.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
Brandon, don't mess with the king.
I'm not messing with King. I don't want King to come after me.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.